With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting there's word that ceasefire negotiations have resumed to end the fighting between Hamas and Israel.
A Hamas official says international mediators are working again to try to end the fighting in Gaza and get captives on both sides released.
There are reactivation of the negotiation talks.
Hamas political official Bassem Naim says negotiators are back at work trying to end the fighting and get hostages from Gaza and Palestinian prisoners released.
I think it is not a big challenge.
He says they're hopeful with Donald Trump taking office next month that would be a catalyst for progress. I'm Jackie Quinn.
House Republicans on Thursday torpedoed a Democratic-led effort to release the Ethics Committee report on former Congressman Matt Gaetz, sending the resolution back to the panel.
The decision by the House leaves the future of the Gaetz Ethics Report in question, with Democrats pushing for the body of work to be made public and Republicans repeatedly resisting those attempts. Last month, after the Ethics Committee declined to release its report on Gaetz, Democrat Representatives Sean Casten of Illinois and Steve Cohen of Tennessee moved to force votes on separate resolutions that would compel the panel to make the body of work on the former congressman public. The pair renewed that effort this week after Gaetz withdrew his name from consideration for Attorney General, setting the stage for Thursday's votes. Republicans, however, motioned to refer the Casten resolution back to the committee. The House voted 206 to 198 to send Casten's resolution back to the ethics panel. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 248 points, the Nasdaq dropping 34, the S&P 500 lower by 11, crude oil down a nickel to $68.49 a barrel. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in New Jersey.
A federal judge has ruled that the state cannot exclude churches from its historic preservation grant fund simply because they are religious. The Mendham Methodist Church and the Zion Lutheran Church Long Valley took the state to court when they were denied access to the fund. First Liberty represents the churches and released a statement saying, quote, "Time and again, the Supreme Court has declared all forms of religious discrimination by the government unconstitutional." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The LGBT agenda is again causing problems for religious soccer players. Rainbow-colored captain's armbands were issued to the 20 clubs in England's Premier League this month, but Sam Morsy of Ipswich says he won't wear one. Morsy, a practicing Muslim, said he made the decision due to his religious beliefs. Soccer players in Europe have been punished for refusing to promote homosexuality. This is SRN News. Protests continue in Seoul against South Korean President Yoon after a sudden brief imposition of martial law. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Large crowds gather with flags outside the South Korean parliament building for a candlelit vigil against President Yoon Suk-yeol, who's facing an impeachment vote following the stunning but brief imposition of martial law that brought armed troops onto the Seoul streets. South Korea's president replaced his defense minister on Thursday as opposition parties move to impeach both men. The Democratic Party and other small opposition parties submitted a joint motion to impeach the president on Wednesday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Taiwan's President Lai Ching-te has reportedly held phone calls with U.S. congressional leaders. Taiwanese media said that Lai had spoken with Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson and House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries. More at srnnews.com.